Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. It is a beautiful Wednesday, a.k.a. hump day, which you usually know what I tell you every hump day. Make sure you hump responsibly. But anyways, man, this is another great show lined up for us today. We got a very, very special lady who'll be on here today. My girl, Miss Entice, was actually from Canada, and she's actually the first international model as a part of the Dust Divine Model Group, which is basically a model group. It's a group of individuals who are signed and unsigned models who all come together and you know, try to help each other get further in the business and whatnot, and also help promote each other. So glad to have these group of ladies all continue to just try to make some stuff happen or whatnot. So anyways, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to check it. I think that is the Canadian beauty there herself. Let me see. All right, let's see. You're on Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. Who am I talking to?
What's up, Miss Entice?
Oh, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Not much. Just, you know, here doing me, staying productive.
That's good. It's good. Being productive is always good. it's good. You know, this is the first time I actually talk to you, so this is actually crazy.
Yeah. You know, I stay busy, so it's hard to get a hold of me most times, but, you know.
You're not really that. You say you're busy, but you're not really that hard to get to. So I wouldn't say don't play yourself like that. But, nah, anyways, you know, just catching up on stuff. You know, first off, I wanted to thank you just for coming to the show on that note. Two, thank you for, joining along the movement. I know with what's going on with After Dust Media and its affiliate to one, I'm just glad to have you as a part of everything that's going on.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Most definitely. And I want to go ahead and put people on some stats, some big stats. First off, you're 6'1", 6-1. So, and yeah. Two, another big thing that you got going on as far as you have over 29,000 views on YouTube currently. And
yeah.
And then most of that's from your makeup tips. So it's very good. I'm definitely can commend you on what you got going on over there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It took me a while to get there, you know. When it first started off with the whole YouTube thing, it wasn't something that I thought would really go far, but, you know, it was something that I enjoyed doing. And then eventually it just kind of took off from there. So it all works out.
All right. That's the thing. You enjoy doing it. Hey, eventually people start supporting it. They know that you enjoy doing it, and if you do it good too. So, I mean, big ups for that. Big ups to people that support her on YouTube, by the way. Definitely give y'all shout outs for that. And you know, well, another thing I want to talk to you about is how you actually got started. Like, what told you let's get into modeling? And
okay. Well, modeling is something that I kind of always had an interest in because I was always interested in clothing design and photography, and it was something that always appealed to me. And even when I had worked in retail and things like that, people would always approach me and be like, do you model? Because of my height, for one thing, right? So a lot of people just assumed that I was a model. And at first, I was thinking, you know what? It's not something that really interests me that much because it's so hard to get into the industry. But after a while, I just said, you know what, let me just go ahead and see where I can go with this. And I started off with an agency back when I was like 18, and I was with them for a couple of years, and things were really slow. So I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and go to school. So I went to school. I did that. And after I graduated from college, then I kind of picked up again and started doing different photo shoots and whatnot, and now I'm freelance, so I'm not signed to an agency right now. I just kind of get my jobs and go out and do different photo shoots and whatnot, so hopefully it's going to be expanding from here on out.
But with that being said, I mean, you said a very key point there. Would you say it's better to be signed or to be freelance?
To be honest, it really depends on your goals, your views, and whatnot, because for myself, I have a lot of different views, like spiritually. I'm a Christian, and when it comes to that, when you're signed, you kind of have to do what they tell you to do. You know what I mean? Like, you are told that you're going to be doing this, and you need to be here at this time and whatnot. It's just like, you know, when you're employed, having a job. When you're freelance, you have a lot more opportunity. You can pretty much deal with whoever you want to deal with, and you can decide what types of shoots you want to do and what types of shoots you don't want to do. So there's a lot more flexibility in that sense. But if you are represented by a highly reputable agency, then it can be a good thing as well, because at least you're guaranteed jobs all the time, where when you're freelance, you kind of have to put in a lot of extra work, because if you're not putting in that work and getting yourself known, then it's harder to book a job. So it kind of depends on where your head is and kind of where you see yourself going.
Definitely. And I think based on what you just said too, it's not that you're necessarily saying don't do either or. It just depends on, like you said, it depends on the person. And a lot of people feel that they need to be signed. And it's hearing, you know, a lot of people that listen to the show right now, hearing it from a person who's done both is very good for y'all going into the industry real strong, knowing that you don't have to be signed to do what you want to do.
No, you don't have to. And the thing is, too, is that there's always photographers that want to build their portfolio, and makeup artists and people who will work with you to help you build your portfolio. So a lot of agencies make you feel like, okay, you got to go and spend out like $1,000 to go and get your photos done and whatever and come back to the agency. That's not how it is. And basically how I look at it is if an agency is truly interested in you, they will come at you and do all of that for you. They're not going to expect you to spend
ding,
any
ding,
money.
Ding.
So that was the thing with my agency. When I signed up for that agency, I didn't pay anything. I just paid like a registration, like $20 registration fee to get me up and started, to get my headshots done. And that was it. And there's been other agencies, I've been talking to girls that are like, oh, I had to go and pay $500 to get this photo shoot, and then I had to take this course. And I'm like, oh, you really ain't got to do all of that, because if the agency believes in you and they feel like you're going to be profitable for them, they will pay for you to get what you need to get done.
Right. I know it's like a lot of people are just so lazy that, you know, I know it's like, yeah, I'm going to get ready to pay these people $500 to promote me. You know, and there's people that's all over the place who's doing a good job. So I'm pretty much on their level, and they're doing it for a little or nothing to free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy, you know. Like you said, that's the thing these days. A lot of people, we get rich out of people's laziness. So I guess you're saying it takes drive. So another great question. And by the way, I mean, for those of y'all listening and those of y'all that will listen, y'all need to definitely take notes, because this woman, she's dropping some knowledge in y'all right now. And, you know, and that being said, you ever thought about being a modeling consultant? I mean, just that's a thought process. Have you ever, like, really ran that through your head?
It's not something that I've really thought about doing, but I have a lot of individuals that will approach me and ask me, you know, like, how did you get started into modeling and whatnot? Like, I have some dudes that even ask me, and I just tell them, like, you know what, bottom line, if that's something that you want to do, just try to find some photographers in your area, go and get some photo shoots done. And if you want to be represented by an agency, start knocking on doors and start putting out your portfolio to them and see if you get signed. That's the easiest way to do it. Otherwise, you just kind of have to take it upon yourself and, you know, try to go out and look for different jobs and approach different designers and different labels and see if they are willing to put you onto something, right? And that's kind of how it starts.
All right. Okay, we're going to go to a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other projects you got coming up, as well as, you know, the whole makeup artist side of you, and your other project, the Crib Honey. So definitely going to talk about that too. So if you come back on Life That Does Live, your boy Shetty J featuring my girl Miss Entice, we're going to talk about some more stuff on her. So everybody stay tuned. Don't touch that dial, that mouse, whatever you listen to the show, however you're doing it. Don't touch it. Just listen. All right, we'll be right back.
Baby, you know this is JT, Return City, when the girl them move the body, you know, that's a beat. Baby, move a little closer, baby.
Life at Dust Live. Your boy Ceddie J. That was my boy JT. Closer, baby. And we're back with my girl Miss Entice.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Let's talk. Let's fast forward and talk about as far as everything as far as the makeup artist part of you and how did that actually come about?
Okay, so basically, with the whole makeup thing, I was a type of female that I didn't wear makeup. I thought it was superficial and all this other stuff, and I was not feeling it at all. And it was actually this one girl that I know that started kind of getting me into watching YouTube videos, and I'm like, you know, makeup isn't all that bad. And I kind of started getting into it. And another girl that I was in college with, she actually worked as a makeup artist for Christian Dior, and she kind of helped me get some more information on it. And I started doing my YouTube videos, started doing makeup on myself, and people started asking me. And I got to give shout-outs to my girl, Jessica Expressions. She really is the one that came to me and was like, hey, yo, you have mad skills, so I don't know why you're wasting them right now. You need to start, you know, go ahead and do makeup for other people. And, you know, when she really said that to me, I kind of took it in and I said, okay, I'm going to start doing that. And from there, I've just been basically doing more YouTube tutorials and doing makeup for friends and family. And I'm building my client base, and I've been doing makeup for other people. And I have actually this Friday, I'm doing makeup for this up-and-coming artist. We're working on a production for her, so I'll be her makeup artist for that and for her music video that's coming up. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it.
I'm glad to see that. You know, we all don't realize sometimes things fall right into our hands what we're supposed to be doing.
and that is
kind of crazy. You know, I hear that from a lot of people who are makeup artists that said that they were actually people who don't like makeup, and then they ended up getting into it, and they started loving it.
Yeah, it's so diverse, and it's just crazy what you can do. You could do so many different things, create so many different looks, and it's fun. That's the best part of it, is that it's something that I enjoy doing.
Y'all go to her on facebook.com/MI, make sure I spell the link right. So how you, I know you spell Miss Entice different ways on different networks. Remind them how to find you on Facebook.
So it's Ms. Entice, is M-I-Z-Z-E-N-T-I-C-E.
There you go. So you, if you go to there, you'll actually, see a lot of her stuff. Like, you'll see a lot of different styles she has done to her, her photo shoots, and you'll see some of her makeup, too. So, and I've noticed a lot of progression. You can tell the progression within your art as well. And as far as, like, when you look at the pictures and stuff, you can tell you're starting to, like, getting very variated in what you do with your whole makeup game.
Yeah, I like to switch it up. I learn new techniques every day. One thing that is so fascinating about makeup, and the one thing that really draws me to it, is that you'll never know everything about it. There's always something to learn. You can always learn a new technique. Like, a lot of times I've done makeup and I, like, make a mistake or something, or I do something, I'm like, hey, yeah, I don't like how that looks, and I'll try to correct it. And people will see it, and they'll be like, oh, my gosh, your makeup looks so good, and it'll be a complete and total accident why it ended up that way. So you can always learn new techniques just by playing around with the different colors and whatnot. So, yeah, it's fun.
I think one of my favorite ones by you, actually, this one where you, like, glistening extra hard. And I think it's, let's see, it's the one where you go to a picture, you're, like, holding some makeup palettes in your hand and some nail polish in your hand. Is that picture?
Yeah, yeah, that one, that was a picture that I actually took. I was having a contest because I have, like you were saying earlier, I have a YouTube channel, and every once in a while I'll have a contest and give some free stuff away to subscribers and whatnot. And that one is, like, pretty simple. I'm not even doing a whole lot. It's just I went really crazy on the blush, and that's how it turned out.
But you'd be surprised. Simple. Sometimes simple is flashy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're gonna go to another point. You actually have a radio show yourself coming up on Blog Talk as well. Kind of fill us in on that.
Yes. 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 So coming up next Friday, that's June 17th. At it's going to be 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a show coming out. It's called Cribbing After Dark, and it is a show that is hosted by myself and two other models, Candy and Lala. And basically, it is a show that's sponsored by The Sports Crib, and they're on Twitter. And basically what it is, it's a show that also promotes unsigned artists and up-and-coming models, and we have different interviews on that show as well. And we just talk about the latest, what's happening in the industry, as well as what people are doing out there already in the industry, like different entertainers and fashion and stuff like that. And, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. We're looking forward to it. We also have a segment where it's Ask the Crib Hot Honey, so you can ask us questions about ourselves. And we also have a hot topic every week. So this show that's coming out is going to be a hot topic. It's is sexting considered cheating when you're in a relationship? So we got a lot of things going on there, so I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it's gonna blow up, so yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely. You know, and that's a heads up too, you know. We're gonna go ahead and add that too. Since you like one of the big supporters on the Dust Spot, like real heavy. And now that we know that you're also gonna be doing this radio show as well, like, is it gonna be every week? Every Friday?
Yeah, it is going to be every Friday, and it's going to be good. I'm going to be away for a couple weeks, so I really have all faith and courage in Candy and Lala. They will be holding it down, and it's going to be good. It's something that's geared towards, you know, people who are looking to come into the entertainment business. We even talk about, like, money and finance and, you know, letting you know how to manage your money and whatnot. So it's very broad and diverse radio station. So hopefully y'all check it out.
We're gonna create a radio page on the Dust Spot and the radio personalities group.
Mm-hmm.
and definitely support it. Cause I mean, I'm all about anytime someone has a show and they're supporting unsigned artists and up and coming models, I'm definitely behind that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too. Some people, and especially when you're doing it and you're doing it at a whole in a modest point of view, how you do it, that some people really start feeling themselves. And I've been doing this for a while, and I still wonder why people who just come into it, like, really smell themselves so hard. So I'm just glad to be around your humble nature.
It's just a mind state. At the end of the day, everyone starts off from somewhere. And you got to remember your humble beginnings. You got to remember where you first started out at, because even a lot of times I'm hard on myself, and I'm like, you know what, I really wish I was further along than I am now. And I got to, you know, be thankful for the friends and the family that I have that remind me that Rome wasn't built in one day. You know, it takes time to get to where you got to get to. So you got to stay humble and just, you know, don't start feeling yourself too much, because there's no point in that. Everybody's equal.
Yeah, and actually as well, too, as far as your inspiration, who would you say is, like, your top three inspirations in the modeling industry that's definitely leading you to continue to do this?
Okay, so when it comes to that, I really have to say the first one would have to be Iman, just because how she came into the whole scene, and she was just, you know, out in her country doing whatever, and she came into the modeling scene, and she really took it by storm, and from there, she didn't forget her roots. She didn't forget where she was coming from. She donates money back home all the time, and she does a lot of charity events and stuff like that. And I really admire that about her, is that she cares about people. And that's one thing I really, really like about her. Another thing as well is that Tyra Banks, a lot of people say that she's really overrated. Sometimes I'm like, yes. Certain times I feel that way as well. But when you look at her career and how when she first started modeling, she got turned down a lot of times, and that didn't stop her. She just kept going for it and pushing and pushing and pushing and propelling herself. And because of that, she was able to get to the stage in life where she is. So she is another person that I have to give props to, most definitely on that. And the next person that I would say, kind of hard, because there's so many models out there that are just doing so much. But I think those are my top two. But then again, it's hard to pick another one.
That's always tough, some tough questions to you a lot. I like your choices too. As far as like me or Tyra, I don't necessarily say she's overrated. Sometimes she cracks me up with how insane she does some things, but for most part I do commend her on everything she does. But she does, like, her show, a lot of people don't like her show because it's not a traditional talk show. You know, she does like wild things with that. And
yeah.
So some are corny, some are innovative, so I big her up for that.
Yeah, it's true. I like her drive. That's my thing about Tyra. Like, the thing is, too, is that for me, because I'm so tall, a lot of agencies don't even like that. They're like, hey, yeah, you're too tall. And Tyra has been turned down for a lot of reasons, and she didn't let that stop her. So seeing her drive, it encourages me to just keep pushing.
Most definitely. And also, y'all, make sure y'all check her out on the news as DANEWS.TV. And y'all check her out there. She's actually a featured model on there. So y'all go check her thing out. She's got going on there. I remember you saying on your YouTube, on your latest YouTube video, that you were actually about to relaunch your site.
Yeah. Right now I have my site up, missentice.com, and it's really basic right now. It just has like a few photo shoots and stuff like that, and some contact information, but I'm relaunching a new site. I was actually working on it before the show, and it's going to have a lot more information. It's going to be a lot more informative and a lot more interactive. So that's going to be launching on the 15th, so that's next Wednesday, so make sure y'all check it out.
All right, big ups to that. And yet again, we'll go ahead and thank you yet again for coming to the show. I mean, I can also follow her on Twitter, because I know that one by heart. I know that Twitter by heart. I follow her on Twitter at MIZZENTICE. Y'all should be able to find her there.
Yeah, that's where I do most of my updates and everything is Twitter. I Twitter all day, every day from my BlackBerry, so.
BlackBerry.
Yep.
Yeah. We're trying to tell people about Team BlackBerry. They talk down on Team BlackBerry, but at the end of the day, you can't talk down. It's a great, great phone.
It's well, the thing is, I'm torn by the BlackBerry, to be honest, but I'm not going to get into that right now.
Oh, man, that's another show.
Yeah.
A whole other show you're gonna get started.
All right, well, thank you.
Most definitely. And anyone that missed any parts of the show, you can check it out. Check it out here on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or you can go, which is for free, remind you, FREE. Go to iTunes, type in Life at the Dust Live, and you can actually go check out past episodes, including this one, and you can listen to it for your viewing pleasure as much as you want to. So there you go. A lot of great things going on.
Yeah. And, yeah, just thank you again. Like, I'm really thankful for the opportunity. Representing Dust Divine Model Group is a good look. So thank you for everything that you're doing for all of us unsigned, freelance people out here. We love you. We appreciate you.
And we appreciate you, too. I always have something to say every show. I think you might make a good modeling consultant. I can see that in your near future.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that then for sure.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't have enough every show, man, that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life in the Dust Live. It's your boy, City J. And in the words of Chris Brown, deuces.